Gonna record like this. Hi, welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm your host, Owen Benjamin, and we have a great show for you today because I have some clips, some stand-up clips, and a story to tell from none other than Texas, United States of America, or as they like to call it, just Texas. And the United States of America can still claim to own it, but, you know, not really. I loved going to Texas because it was one of the biggest jumps I can imagine, going from England to Texas, because England is very buttoned up, you know? They're socialist, yet they still have a queen. Everyone's very sorry about everything at all times. They're the most polite people on the planet. And one thing that they do, however, though, is they don't clap when you say their city. You know, like, I taped a special there that came out really great. We're still editing it, but I'm like, give it up. How you doing, Manchester? And they're like, hello. Versus Texas, they have pride. And it's just, there's just more wide open spaces. There's 0% state tax. There's an incredible history there. They only have one star on their flag for a reason. They're trying to tell the government, like, hey, if you want to go, go. We're already out the door, you know. And in England, I was telling a story on stage in Wales how, like, the train stopped halfway to Wales, and the conductor got on and he was like, "We're terribly sorry, but the train can't go any farther because there's a problem with the tracks." And I'm like, "So what do we do?" And he's like, "We beg your forgiveness, and we truly are very ashamed, but we're sorry. No more train." And so I go to the help desk and I'm like, "Can you help me?" They're like, "Theoretically we can." Yeah, I told this story last episode, so I won't keep going. But like, I'm like, "Are there buses?" They're like, "There's probably a bus somewhere. I'm so sorry." And then you go to Texas and it's like just very individualistic, independent, pride. You have your own means of transportation. People help each other. There's not a lot of guilt. And I don't have much guilt. And as you can see in this episode that we're about to dive into, that's the story of the day. It's all about pride. And it's all about the different groups of people, whether or not they feel just an overwhelming sense of uncomfort in their own skin or an overwhelming sense of purpose. Like, there's a reason they're there. And as far as a comedian goes, I would way rather take the one with purpose. Like, I even, like, Hollywood, for example, and I'm not going to rant about it or go too far with it because I know I have a million times in the past, but, you know, you watch the Emmys and everyone's got, you know, it's just all these rich, guilty people trying to trick everyone into thinking that they're victims in this non-existent race war, and everyone's sorry. Or they're like, "I stand here today as a victim who overcame." I'm like, "Bitch, your dress costs more than, you know, most people make in 2 years. So, and you're literally being celebrated. You have a gold trophy." And I figured out, I think I know why this is happening. I have some answers. I'm trying not to just complain in podcasts. I want to actually give you people some insight, because I have a lot of time to think. And thanks again for my Patreon supporters, patreon.com/WDTL. The Patreon support helped buy this camera that you're watching this on right now, because I wanted to step up my game, make it a little higher quality. So thank you for that. Without Patreon, I wouldn't be able to do that, and I can get you better content. And I'm going, and when my podcast comes out, or when my new special comes out, I'll thank you all in the credits because you helped produce it, which is incredible. All right, like, for example, the Dove soap. I was listening to Adam Carolla this morning, and he wanted to rant about it, and it was just like what I was thinking about Dove soap. It's like they have all these, hey buddy, they have all these like really like thick women, and the whole thing is redefined beautiful, which is pretty condescending, because I know a lot of dudes that already like thick women, so I don't know why that requires so much redefining. Also, I don't think people should promote obesity. You know? And this is what I kept laughing about. There's a plane passing overhead, which is weird because I'm in the middle of the mountains. I didn't even know planes knew we were here. Hello, Mr. Plane. But it reminded me a lot of those gay conversion camps. Where like gay kids get sent to a camp and they have to redefine what they consider beautiful. Like Dove Soap is the gay conversion camp where they're like, redefine what your instincts tell you is beautiful. It's like, and that's what I think a lot of these ad companies are doing now. They're just trying to over-empower people that shouldn't be empowered. Because I think that there's almost like a high from it. Like you get high from someone saying you're beautiful or powerful when you're not. And that being said, some of these women are beautiful. I think it's so condescending to say that. I think it's a lot more honest to just say, like, growing up, we had a clothing store called Ladybug Plus. It's like for the thick ladybugs, and you know who you are. And that's it. You don't have to tell the big ladybugs that they're also, like, the best. And Dove soap smells like urine. All right. So, oh, just real quick, I'll show you what some of you people have been to my shows in cities without pride. I'll show you a quick clip of pride. This is what it sounds like when people are happy where they live.
Thank you. Thanks for coming up. Appreciate it. You know, nice full house tonight right here in Texas. Give it up for Texas. Yeah! Texas is awesome. Cause I love it. Cause you say give it up for Texas, you guys immediately clap. There's a lot of places in the country where that does not happen, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I'm like, yeah, give it up for Cincinnati. People are like, you fucking with us?
All right. And this crowd is Texas in every way, you know. A lot of white people, a lot of Mexicans, a lot of black people. But like that southern, like, the only thing that really separates them all is the way they cook meat. And old, young, most of them have rough hands, usually with married with couples, just beautiful people. I can't explain it, just good people. And I saw, because I think the media is very manipulative and the news is very manipulative, and I get to see the world for what it is as a comedian, because I actually get to travel to all these places and not just go to see the sights and see what this Starbucks looks like. I get to be in the heart of people forced to make them laugh. And that's how I really know people. And I saw I don't have it for this video, but I saw it. Hey, love. Online. I suggest you guys, I'm gonna see how much battery I have. Oh, I'm good. I suggest you guys go check it out. It's just this cool video. I retweeted it earlier today. But I tweet a lot, so I don't know if you'll be able to find it. But it was Black Lives Matter went to, like, crash this Make America Great Again rally. And it was the most realistic view of what would actually happen. And it was actually somewhat hopeful. And it wasn't corny hopeful. Like, no side compromised. You heard what each side said. And fortunately, I think the Black Lives Matter guy was had a good head on his shoulders, because I think one problem with that organization is there's no leadership, no real structure, no real demands. It's just kind of all over the map. But the Make America Great Again rally let the guy on stage and let him talk. And I thought that was beautiful, because that's what free speech is. He didn't have to do that. Even free speech doesn't force you to do that. But he said, just to show what America is, talk. And the guy went up there, and the people in the crowd yelled the stuff that they would yell. You know? They were like, all lives matter, you know? Which they do. But then the Black Lives Matter guy explained his side fairly well, where he was like, I do not hate America. He goes, I'm a Christian man. I don't hate cops. He goes, I don't like bad cops. He goes, Black Lives Matter means we want justice when we're killed. I think all lives matter, but so do black lives. And he's like, I love America. And so people are looking at him, but they're still not like kumbaya. You know, they're still like, yes, you do hate cops. What about black on black crime? And he's like, this is what I believe. And they're like, all right. And then at the end, you see them all taking pictures with each other. And the guy, like, the Black Lives Matter guy talked about it after, and he was like, you know, it's pretty surprising. Like, he's taking pictures with, like, the head of, like, Bikers for Trump, like, grabbed a picture with him and said he respected him. Because one thing I know about a lot of more rural areas or more right-wing people is the thing they're the most offended by, the left or some of these social activists, isn't their demands for their own groups. It's them attacking America, police, just all cops. Like when Colin Kaepernick wore those, like, cops are pig socks, it was over for that guy. Half the country will hate him forever. And kneeling for the anthem, it's like, that's it. Because to them, they're like, listen, if you acknowledge our sacred things, then we'll help you. We'll bring you to the airport. We will not see you as a, you know, we'll see you as a, just like us. And that's what it is. And I think that was seen. And I think some of the Make America Great Again guys don't always realize that a lot of the Black Lives Matter people, I'm not even going to say not all. No, I don't even think most, to be honest with you. I think a lot of them are just young psychos. But, like, they do have valid points if they're structured properly. If they say it's not about hating police. We have a lot of love for police. It's not about dismantling America. It's about getting justice for police that gun us down in our neighborhoods. That being said, a lot of them aren't aware that there's more white people killed by cops and black people because the media does everything in its power to not reveal that. And there's just laws in place that make it very hard to prosecute police. And there's also shootings that, although they seem fairly awful, it's like one of those, it's an impossible job. I mean, if like you're scared for your life, there's so much research on this. Malcolm Gladwell's book, Blink, you will perceive everything as a threat, you know, and there's just when criminality meets enforcement, there's going to be problems. And one of those problems is enforcement viewing some people as that aren't criminals as criminals and vice versa, you know, and then some people viewing police as corrupt when they're just good people. And that conflict is very complicated. So I just want to give a shout out to that video because I thought it was pretty great. I also want to give a shout out to the sponsor of our podcast, Mack Weldon. I'm really happy I got a cool sponsorship because sometimes back in the day when I used to be on a network in LA, I would have to read some ads that were like kind of weird. But Mack Weldon actually sent me some clothes and I've become an actual customer. You go to MackWeldon.com because it's like, they sell all kinds of stuff, all kinds of clothing and stuff for guys. But my thing, I like their undershirts and their underwear. I know it sounds a little revealing, a little vulnerable right now, but I can sweat a lot on stage. And sometimes, and then I hug people after I perform. And they're right, I'm so tall that they're right in my armpit. So for me, I put a lot of effort into getting clothing that I can wear under a suit that will superhero protect me from having everyone be like, he's really funny, but man, he stinks. So they want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair, keep it. And they'll still refund you, no questions asked. And if you use my, go to MackWeldon.com, get 20% off, which is legit, one fifth, using promo code LAUGH. Because apparently they think that I create laughs when I just went on a weird, laughless 4-minute rant. Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. It's better than what I'm wearing right now. This is from my uncle, so I kind of have some love for it. It's actually a pretty sweet shirt, but Mack Weldon is most likely better than what I'm wearing now. So MackWeldon.com/, use promo code LAUGH. And because that lets them know that you support them, they support us, all good. All right, so let's get more into this stuff. I'll play another clip. I have some good clips. Like this round was like, because I just taped that hour, so I have to quickly write material. And I just started banging, you know? Just not looking back. Like, this was one. Oh, man, this is, there's some intense stuff here. But I really enjoyed it. And I get to do my, where is the, oh, yeah, here we go. Just listen to this one.
This might be one of my favorite shows I've ever done. It's like I'm just riffing. Because I just shot a new special in England a week and a half ago, and that's why I'm like trying to write some new shit. So I'm taking some fucking chances right now. Like new material, that's why I'm such a free speech proponent, is because like you have to make mistakes. You're not born knowing what is right or wrong. You know, you gotta be like, I believe this. Ah, fuck. This. Nah. This. And now every one of those moves is like, shame, shame, shame. It's like, fuck you, I'm learning, bitch. I thought Colin Kaepernick was Puerto Rican. Normally I'm like, bitch, you weren't a fucking slave. And they're like, yeah, but I know. I'm like, what? Jesus. I'm like, the Germans were enslaved by the fucking Italians. No one remembers that shit. They just like the little angel babies. What, 4th century? How far back are we going? We taking down the pyramids? Those were built by slaves, right? Taking them all down? Because some fucking cunt with a hashtag said so?
Yeah, progressive slave owner is insanely funny. Because it's kind of true. It's like, okay, no, I don't want to be racist, but I want to own some slaves. Because it throws people for a loop. Because the reason you know it's bullshit, all this progressive stuff, is because if they say something and you own it or escalate, they don't know what to do because it's not part of the script, because they don't actually believe what they're saying. Does that make sense? All right, like here's another one. You know, everyone keeps saying Trump is Hitler, even though Trump isn't doing anything. He's a moderate Democrat who isn't really accomplishing anything, who's just kind of funny. He hasn't been in more scandals than the average president. He has, you know, unemployment's down, stock market's up. He's not against anyone specifically. He wasn't my guy, but he's not. I'd rather like my president than not like my president. So people call him Hitler, so I did this joke. Check this out.
This might be one of my favorite shows I've ever done. It's like I'm just riffing. Because I just shot a new special in England a week and a half ago, and that's why I'm like trying to write some new shit. So I'm taking some fucking chances right now. Like new material, that's why I'm such a free speech proponent, is because like you have to make mistakes. You're not born knowing what is right or wrong. You know, you gotta be like, I believe this. Ah, fuck. This. Nah. This. And now every one of those moves is like, shame, shame, shame. It's like, fuck you, I'm learning, bitch. I thought Colin Kaepernick was Puerto Rican. Normally I'm like, bitch, you weren't a fucking slave. And they're like, yeah, but I know. I'm like, what? Jesus. I'm like, the Germans were enslaved by the fucking Italians. No one remembers that shit. They just like the little angel babies. What, 4th century? How far back are we going? We taking down the pyramids? Those were built by slaves, right? Taking them all down? Because some fucking cunt with a hashtag said so?
Yeah, like I'm taking some risks. And I'm trying to find this one clip. I could have sworn I had it somewhere. So the point of that I think is really important is that the purpose of free speech is to figure out what you believe. Like there's this weird theory floating around that people just, if they make a mistake or they say something that they later regret, they're like bad. And that's the only way you learn is you go forth, young man, and then you retreat. You know, it's the hero's journey of words. And I think it's so important that I can't really express how important it is to me for free speech. And I think we're in a weird time right now. There's a lot of shame, not in Texas, not in...
A lot of white people feels what I feel. I have no white pride, but I also have no white shame.
Thank you.
And right? I'm not going to be like, sorry. I didn't do shit to anybody. But I also am not like, white. But I will not be like, white. And that's not enough, you know, and so fuck them. You know, and politically it's so supercharged, right? Like, some of my friends are like, They're like, Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. And I'm like, listen, bud, listen to me. Donald Trump is nothing like Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was a great leader. You think Adolf Hitler would do a deal with Nancy Pelosi? No. He would have killed her in the night of long knives.
Yeah, because that's a classic joke device. It's a change. You know, it's like, you don't see it. There's an unexpectedness to it, and it's also, I don't know, it's just funny. And my whole thing now is just funny. If I think it's funny, I go for it. I never, ever, ever think, like, are people going to think I'm bad for this? Because I'm starting to realize that I'm probably more moral and ethical than most people, which I never thought I was, because people would always, you know, when you get shamed a lot, when people say, like, don't say that, or like, you are Hitler, you start thinking, like, all right, maybe I am crazy. I'm not going to open my mouth. And then I did a poll recently on Twitter where I said, are humans good or bad? And out of 3,000 people, 57% said bad. And I know it's a complicated issue. And I know that you know, there's all these, there's tendencies to go either way. But I just thought that was really revealing of, like, how humans are currently seeing themselves. Because that was a binary test, 0 or 1, good, bad. And oddly, I've been more positive than I ever have in my life because of my family. Like, I think, like, the fact that my life revolves around nurturing and providing for life makes me incredibly happy. And it makes me, like, not scared anymore of, like, wanting good things and saying things that I know have horrible social repercussions, like that I don't find abortion moral. I feel weird because I know people just go, oh God, he hates women. It's like, I'm so done with it. You know, I think it's creepy and I think it's really gross. And I think that, like, the culture that we live in right now almost has a reverence for it. This is my opinion on abortion. Now I'll move on. Because I won't just not say anything. I'm not going to do that whole thing where, like, you're not allowed to have an opinion on abortion because you're a man. Well, all right, then women can't have an opinion on anything because they're smaller and weaker than us. I mean, that's obviously, I don't think that. It's just that's an insane statement. You want men to stick around and be good fathers, and you want men to be protectors, and you want men to be good, and you want men to be a good part of society, then you absolutely let them talk about abortion. This is my different stance than a lot of my conservative friends, is I don't have this burning desire to make it illegal or to punish women. I just find it really horrifying. You know, and I get in arguments sometimes with my conservative buddies, but not really. They respect my opinion as much as I respect theirs. I'm like, I totally respect your opinion on this. I just don't want the government involved in more shit. But I can't comprehend Democrats and progressives wanting a 22-week abortion legal. That baby can live outside of the womb. So when they say it's a woman's body, no. If you hate women if you hate abortions, it's like, what if the baby's a woman? And they just killed the baby. Like, look, okay, this is what I'll say. This is the compassion side for pro-choice, which I always was and still am in a way. Technically, I am, I guess. But, like, I can't, okay. I think people in their mind are defending someone. That's typically what causes emotional reactions to things. And I think a lot of people think of a raped woman involved in incest. Okay, that's very fair. And they also think, like, a woman gets pregnant in college and doesn't want to drop out and all this stuff. All fair. That is a very tough spot to be in. That's why, you know, there could be compromises to the situation, but I don't think there ever will be compromises. That's why I think the right is going so for blood on this. Because it's like, that's one person to think of. The other one is a baby. And someone could easily say, well, as a man, no, as a man, we provide for babies. We sacrifice and die and like we'll do anything for babies. So no, you can't. That isn't an argument. My thing was that early on, a woman should have a right to do whatever, but I just never thought about it. And then when I heard Lena Dunham say that she regrets, she wishes she had had an abortion, that's when so many things kicked in my head because I couldn't ignore like how crazy our society's gotten. Okay, conservatives see it as murder, right? So they still are like, okay, fine, you can have abortions, whatever, great. Do your crazy shit. But then they make them pay for it, like in taxes. Like all this Planned Parenthood bullshit. Planned Parenthood started as a eugenics program against African Americans, by the way. So you might want to look into that doozy of a program. And it's not about women's health. It's about unborn babies. And it's one thing if it's very early. I'm not an expert. I'm not a scientist. But when the baby, when you first see a baby's a fetus's heart beating, you're like, I will do anything for that. And you know how valuable it is. And here's the thing. This is why I'm not in the condemnation side, because I think a lot of women are being tricked into thinking it's not a big deal. Because one of the reasons I feel this way is not because of what men have told me. It's what women have told me. That if they knew going into it what they saw the abortion being, they never would have done it. And they would have put up the baby for adoption. But some would have. I don't know, you know? And I'm not here. I'm not trying to be judgy. I'm just trying to say, like, I don't think it's an honest conversation. I don't think people are allowing anyone to understand that there's, like, that they will abort babies that can breathe, like, legally. And this is the problem I have. And the only reason I'm bringing it up, because this is not supposed to be a bum out situation. And you have every right to believe whatever you believe. But when I'm attacked for thinking that, I know there's something wrong. Because, like, how can that be the morally bad position to value life over death? And without condemnation, without saying women should go to jail or in intense situations, it should be fine. I personally think it should be legal in anyway because of how many people want it legal, and I believe in democracy. That being said, I think we should have a culture that doesn't want to do that. That's a last minute resort for a certain person that doesn't share your values. The fact that I feel that way about abortion got people just crushing me. And I was like, that's so weird, dude. Again, not a big thing for me. I'm not an activist. If I've had female friends who've had abortions, I don't even judge them at all. It's not my decision. But for me to say that and be seen as the one of hate, it started dawning on me that that's one reason why I think so many people are depressed, because they don't act out life. They don't act out, and forget abortion, forget all that shit. They buy Dove soap instead of losing weight. They condemn white people for their problems that they've never met, or black people, you know, white racists do the same shit. It's just, I don't condemn white racism as much as I used to, because it's just not really as prevalent right now as the other direction. Because it used to be more that direction, but now it's like, I'm here today to stand up against whites. You know, when I came here today in my limousine, just getting sucked off, I don't know, whatever. Okay, what is this? Just to completely change the whole thing. I'm going to plug another thing, because I really do not enjoy talking about abortion. I think it's kind of freaky. But I also don't want people to think that it's totally okay to just to condemn me because I put a baby over Lena Dunham's fat fucking face. Maybe if she's Dove soap, she can finally accept herself. Okay, we're also sponsored by PlayDraft.com. It's Draft. You can join me on Draft. You download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store. Join a game in minutes if you like fantasy football, which I do enjoy because my team was always the Buffalo Bills. So I don't have any pride in the teams anymore because we lost 4 Super Bowls. And in Buffalo, all we had anyway was just a bunch of broken windows and a 9-month winter. So when you go all the way to the Super Bowl and you lose, it's a lot worse than just being last. So that's why fantasy football is great. And draft is great because they're supporting the show and the app is really easy to use. And for a limited time, all new players get a free entry into draft when you make your first deposit. But you got to use my promo code LAUGH because this podcast has been such a laugh riot thus far with all the abortion talk. Because, you know, the bit I wanted to do, because I don't preach on stage. I actually probably don't even want to touch abortion on stage. But the bit I want to do is be like, I only started getting freaked out by abortion when the left started almost taking pride in it. Where it's like, if he doesn't pull it out, we will. Come down to Jimmy and Timmy's abortion. Where the fifth one's on us. Scratch off. Get on our boat and kill your zygote. You know, like all this shit, because that's funny, but it's at the same time, it's kind of true. It's like when an industry meets something terrifying. That's why I did that private prison sketch, because that's an issue that I would lean more left, I guess, on, because I don't like private prisons. Not a big fan. You know, not a fan of a lot of the drug laws. I think that I'm a big free market guy, big capitalism guy, big freedom guy. My wife mocks me for how obsessed with freedom I am. But one of the places where it's bad is prisons, another is abortions, where you actively incentivize a business to get more of them. And it's a big tax scheme, both of those things. Because why would you want, our birth rate's low. Even if you're a cold-hearted, sociopathic, big government human being with a lot of power, you still have to realize that our birth rate is too low to sustain Social Security, you know, life, and the earth can handle people. It's fine. The earth will laugh at us when we're gone. Yeah, because I came up with a lot of that abortion ideas in Belfast. Because that's the thing, like a woman can go to jail in Ireland for an abortion. And I'm not for that either. See, that's the thing. That's where I'm like the soft side of anti-abortion. Because I don't want to project it on other people what I think. I just want to live it and just be able to suggest to people that maybe it's not a good move for your brain and soul. All right, what else we got here? And did I do progressive slave owner? Oh, here we go. This is a good one. I can't remember if I played it or not. If not, well, let's listen to it again.
He called me literally in a filler, and I said, I mean, thanks, man, but not yet. It's so funny when you just do that, when you own the shame and then go 1,000 times bigger. They're like, well, reparations for slavery. I'm like, bro, I want slaves. Like, now. But I'm not going to be racist about it. The reason slavery in America was bad is because it was black people. I want all people. I want anybody, I'm a progressive slave owner, you know? It's anybody that can't outrun the net and the harpoon.
Okay, so I think I did do that earlier. I am on very little sleep, ladies and gentlemen. Texas was a wild ride, and I brought Amy and Walter with us, so there was a lot of no sleeping and a lot of, you know, just... We went to the zoo. That was a good time. The zoo is awesome. The Fort Worth Zoo, I recommend, that's the coolest place to take a kid, because kids love animals. They freak out. They just go, like, he just goes, dah! And, like, we saw rhinos, elephants, giraffes. He saw a giraffe, and he was like, dah, dah! I think implying I'm tall. Tigers. The only animals I felt bad about were the big cats. A lot of them don't seem bummed out at all. They seem pretty happy there. There's like a lot of big roaming space. I think the big cats can get depressed, because I think they need to really stalk and murder and like just really just rip throats and shit with a lot of like area. But Some of those animals looked happy. I was disappointed in the penguins, which is surprising because I always thought it was like one of my favorite animals, but they stunk. What was another highlight of the zoo? There were some animals that were just like, whoa. Oh, dude, the gorillas. Like, Walter was next to the... I posted on Instagram. If you ever go on my Instagram, Owen Benjam, or Owen Benjamin, I don't know how to search for me, but... like, a baby gorilla came right up to Walter as Walter was looking at me. And just started pounding on his chest. And I got a picture, and it literally looks like... our, like, crazy monkey instinct psycho selves, like the shadow of my son. It was so intense. And I'm going to wrap this up here. But again, if I talk about intense stuff on here, I'm not condemning you. Everybody's got their own path. Like Eric, my opener, he's killed 23 guys in war, you know? He wrestles with that shit, but he also doesn't. He also thinks it's hilarious, but he also hates it. He did 4 tours in Afghanistan. That was part of a bit, but you would have to see him to know what I was doing. Because he talks some shit about white people. And I do a bit about him after where I go, he's the only one I let do that. Because he's fought and almost died for our country and like has PTSD and shit. I'm like, if you go to Afghanistan and you like, you know, you're hiding in a blown out building and you see your friend die and you can't go to a supermarket without crying. I'm like, go ahead and tell me I have privilege. I'll just say sorry. And you just start seeing all these bits coming together immediately after taping a special. And that's so rare. Like, I think that's one thing about being kind of comfortable in your skin and being almost proud of what you're doing. Because I'm not always proud of myself. I've done some stuff in my life where I'm like, ah. Nothing like crazy, but just like, I'm a piece of shit. I think that's one of the things that kicked me into a better gear of living was having a kid, because I'm not innocent, but he is. And I think that's one of the reasons why I realize how important religion is, you know? And again, that'll get me shit, but it doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. All those voices just kind of melt. It's because I think that like right now, we can have... very moral, very reasonable, very rational, very loving atheists. I know a bunch of them. But I think it's because it's afterburner from like generations of value building. That's what really freaked me out about Lena Dunham. That's one of the things that makes me slightly obsessive. Like I use her as an example of like things that I make fun of her a lot. Like an unnecessary amount, seeing as I know so little about her, I never watch her show. It was that whole comment, I wish I had had an abortion. You know, like, I wish I was one of you girls. And you hear these comments, not just from her, but a bunch of the younger generation will say some of the most sociopathic shit. And you start seeing like, oh, that's like second, third generation atheists. You know, imagine fifth, sixth generation atheists. We're like my parents were Christian intellectuals. So it was like, it wasn't like the these people were bad Christian, which actually, to be honest with you, I don't really see very often anyway. I think that's a fucking myth. But, you know, very open-minded, very non-judgmental people, but Christian, you know, had values. Same with, I had one Jewish grandmother. She never said anything about her values, but I'm guessing she had some. But like, you know, don't kill people, don't swindle people, forgive people, you know, admire, don't envy, you know, turn the other cheek, hate the sin, not the sinner. Like all these things we take for granted, and then we can, I was never an atheist, but I have very agnostic leanings naturally because I'm very quick to say I have no idea. Then I'll say some crazy shit and then say, but seriously, I don't know. I'm a fucking comedian. I'm an idiot. So that would pull me where I'd say like, but then it dawned on me that I get to do that because I have values that were instilled in me by religion. And then people would say, well, religion causes all wars. That is nonsense to the point of parody. I mean, it's no, land causes most war. You know, tribalism. One group wanting more shit. I mean, you can use religion. I mean, but like with Christianity, the tenets are like forgive people. And so it can be manipulated. That's one reason why I wasn't going to ever be Christian again, was because I was raised Catholic, which I saw extremely, in my town, not all towns, not whatever, extremely manipulative and corruptible and greedy and kind of sick and hypocritical. And but to see the secularists have that happen to them in my lifetime and actually exceed it, it really causes pause, you know, when now the secularists are claiming hurricanes as God's wrath, or the global climate change wrath. It's the new God against, you know, white privilege and, you know, they're all woke and all this shit. It's just, it's become like this inverse of religion that's worse because there's no values. And I know this is a comedy podcast and this isn't comedic, but this is what makes people funny, is really diving into thoughts and finding out what it is. Like, think of how many of like these really intense thoughts become silly little stupid jokes that are funny. Louis C.K. is the king of that. Like, he'll take existentialist philosophy or like just like, you know, a book by Tolstoy, like the basic premise of like Dostoevsky or some shit, and he'll make it just a joke about his like dick or something. Like his abortion joke is really profound, where he goes, one group says it's just like taking a shit and the other says it's like first degree murder. He goes, so what is it, shit or murder? He's like, and that's kind of like his point, very very profound, is like, it's like every conversation seems to be like have no nuance in it. You know, there's no spectrum, there's no, like, it's not, like, first degree, second degree, third degree manslaughter, or it's just murderer. And the other side is, like, it's nothing. It's just my body. I'll take a shit. And like, he does it with that skill where he's, like, we both know that it's neither. So, I'm Louis C.K. All right. So, if you want to support, it's huge. My battery's about to run out. So, patreon.com/WDTL. You can email me, whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. I haven't been responding to a bunch of them lately because I was on tour and just barely hanging on. Hugepianist.com for tour dates. This week I'll be in Indianapolis, and then October I'm home a lot, which is very awesome. And then MacWeldon.com. Thanks for supporting. If you want some awesome clothing, go there. Use promo code LAUGH. And also Draft. If you want to get into fantasy football, you want to raise your heartbeat without doing cocaine, go ahead and gamble a little bit. Just a nice little amount. Have some fun. All right, this is Why Don't They Laugh. Comment on this shit, because we got to feed the YouTube algorithms. Everyone keeps writing, like, how come you only have 8,000 subscribers? Like, it's all thumbs ups. Like, these are so funny. Like, I promise you, I won't grow if you guys don't help me out. If you like my shit, comment, spread it, because I am not in the political spectrum that gets any help from any of these companies. If you're labeled at all on the right in any way, which I definitely am. I mean, I'm Steven Crowder is one of my close friends that I work with all the time, and he's on every fucking list. So help me. Spread the shit. Comment on the shit. Feed the algorithms. And much love. And don't be scared to tell people what you really think about shit, good or bad. If they don't still love you, they were never your friend. They were your ally. Doesn't matter what you think about abortion or welfare or fucking any of this shit. You have a right to think what you think. And if your friends will still love you, and the ones who didn't were never your friends anyway. All right, much love.